Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up what you want. Toll-free number is 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Still to come here tonight, the Julian Assange update. Plus, a woman who has been giving free lunch to poor kids has been fined by the city of Philadelphia. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
We go right into your calls, your thoughts. David is listening in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, David.
Hey, how you doing tonight, guys?
What's on your mind, David?
Romney and Obama.
Okay.
And their attitude towards cannabis. 17 states, that's over one-third of all the United States, passed it. The voting situations in each state broke all records in attendance and the percentage of the people voting for cannabis.
Yep.
Romney's own wife got MS.
Oh, wow.
And all he could talk about is that the pharmaceutical companies provide a synthetic THC.
I'm surprised he even commented on it. The last time I saw somebody who had some sort of sickness questioning Romney from a wheelchair, he basically blew the guy off, completely ignored him.
Patted him on the arm on his way up to the podium.
His attitude towards cannabis tells me either one or two things. He's really ignorant, and you don't get to a position where he's at being ignorant. Or he's very corrupt. I think that he's corrupt with the oil companies and the pharmaceutical companies.
I would say it's probably the latter. How can you possibly get to, what is he, 60 or something like 60-something?
Right.
How can you possibly get to that age without having known peaceful people in your life that have used cannabis for either recreational or medical purposes? And how can you possibly just
step aside? Well, he's Mormon, though. He's Mormon himself, so he probably doesn't even drink coffee. Most people I know who are strict LDS, they don't drink coffee, they don't drink alcohol. They believe all of those are pollutants into your body. So for him, you know, that's a religious conviction and everything. But the fact is either if you're going to be a public official and you represent the people, well, the people have spoken and they've said, you know, a particular thing. Then on the other hand, there is the government collusion between corporations and via the lobbyists and government officials. And the pharmaceuticals don't make any money. Pharmaceutical companies don't make any money because they cannot patent nature. So there's no money for these corporations to
make. And Obama, the guy sitting in office right now, this hypocrite, he's the most, out of all the presidents since we had the medical marijuana states, he went after them the most.
He did. He blazed up big time when he was younger. When he was in high school and college, he was a pothead, according to his old buddies.
It's outrageous what's going on. It's so blatant now that this drug war, both Hillary Clinton came out and said there's too much money involved. We the people should demand this drug war be ended. It's one of the...
Just to clarify, Hillary Clinton didn't say to end the war on drugs. That's you saying that, Dave.
Say what?
Just to clarify what you're saying, it almost made it sound like Hillary Clinton wanted to end the drug war. That's not true. You were saying, Dave was saying, end the drug war.
Hillary Clinton said they can't end the drug war because there's too much money involved. And she gave a speech about it. She mentioned that there's so much money involved in this drug war that they're making, you know, all the corrupt bastards. I guess you're allowed to say bastard, right?
You just did.
And there's too much money.
I heard you.
It's crazy.
Well, and everybody's entrenched. And
this evil being perpetrated upon the human race, it's total.
It's horrifying, David. I'm with you, man. Thanks for the call, as always, at 855-450-FREE. It is absolutely wrong to put human beings who have not harmed another person in a cage. I don't care what chemical or what plant was in their pocket or in their bloodstream or whatever they were selling, as long as there's no victim, there's no crime. And it is time that it needs it to, it is time for it to end. But he's absolutely right. These politicians are corrupt as hell. I mean, there's no other explanation for Barack Obama. Having been a pothead in the, you know, in his high school and college years, he knows it's
benign.
Well,
he could be a sociopath.
But he also doesn't, the laws don't apply to him. I mean, even
that's
the laws,
a sociopath.
Right, even the laws, his Obamacare and whatever the actual title is of it, you know, all of Congress and the Senate and the executive branch are, they don't have to sign up for that particular health care.
Well,
so they're all above the law.
There's no doubt he's a sociopath, but it's clear that if you've smoked cannabis for recreational purposes, it's not like you could possibly believe that it's a bad thing. Right.
I don't know that he said it's a bad thing. He's just going ahead and prosecuting.
I know, that's
the war
why I'm saying he's corrupt, because he must know that it is a benign product because he used it.
He just doesn't care. Look, I mean, he just doesn't. He doesn't view you as human. That's how a sociopath works. I'm going to kill my pigs that I keep at my house and eat them. I wouldn't do that to you because I view you as a human and I do not view them as a human. He doesn't care what the hell happens to you or any other pot smoker or somebody with MS or cancer.
Clearly.
Because he doesn't view you as human. You are not on his same level. You are not in the class he's in.
Same with Mitt Romney.
Same with almost the vast majority of politicians.
Right. That vein's popping out again.
You've got to be a sociopath in order to get into that job. It attracts sociopaths. If you create a job that has that kind of power, that kind of prestige, it's only going to attract the very worst kind of individual, the kind of person that can claw their way up to a seat of power, mm-hmm. a Machiavellian sociopath.
Yep, it's true.
So it doesn't. It's not corruption in the same sense, in the sense that we're talking about corruption. I don't know that he's getting a payoff from the police's union. I mean, that's what you're saying.
No, I just mean as he's corrupt as a human being. I mean, that just the corrupt. I think
he's morally bankrupt.
Yeah. I just think it's an internal corruption that, you know, how could you possibly do something so horrifying to other people
because
when you've
they're not
done
people.
It.
That's the answer. To him, they are not people. Politicians
just tools, right?
View you as an animal,
resource, human resource
in their farm to be, you know, milked for your tax money. How could they possibly treat you like a person if they treat you like an animal?
Now, Julian Assange is currently seeking asylum in Ecuador. Maybe I misunderstood what you said in the first hour. He's not actually in Ecuador yet, right? He's in where is he?
The Ecuadorian embassy in London.
I see. That's why I was confused. Okay, so...
Yeah. I'm very interested in how he's going to get from the Ecuadorian embassy in London to Ecuador.
Well, haven't they surrounded the embassy or something like that? Like, what's going on?
Well, you know, here's this here.
What's the source, by the way, on this?
This is Reuters.
Okay.
Do you want me to start from the beginning or whatever?
Yeah, let's bring our listeners up to speed.
Ecuador granted political asylum to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on Thursday, that's today, mm-hmm. a day after it said Britain had threatened to raid the Ecuadorian embassy in London to arrest the former hacker. So
wow.
Britain threatens to raid the embassy, which, by the way, I believe they were very upset when Iran did that in the late 70s. So it's interesting that they would threaten to do the same thing, but their reasons are good. So they threaten to do that. Then Ecuador says, oh, yeah, then you can have. You can have your asylum that you're looking for. They are determined to extradite Assange to Sweden, where he's accused of rape and sexual assault. I looked up these charges, and this is rape and sexual assault really do not fit into the realm of what we're talking about. Originally, the charges were just to bring him back so he could get an HIV test. Because these women claimed that they had consensual sex.
Mm-hmm.
The stories have kind of rolled with the media over time. That the one woman says, well, we had sex and slept naked, and then in the morning he had sex with me again while I was sleeping.
Okay, but let's let's distinguish between what would be criminal and what would not be criminal behavior. If you told someone, I've never had sex with anyone before, and I do not have HIV, and then you had sex with them, knowing that you had HIV and that you had had sex with people before, I believe that would be fraud.
Agreed.
And that you would be held responsible for
murder.
That. Yes.
But
that's not what happened here.
All right, let's go back with more. 855-453. So they are threatening to raid the Ecuadorian embassy in London in an attempt to capture Julian Assange. 1-855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Listening options include live streams. We have broadband, midband, and dial-up versions or narrowband versions of the show, different bit rates for different internet connection speeds. You can go and tune into the one that's best for you over at listen.freetalklive.com, and you can do it around the clock. If it's 5 in the morning, you listen to the stream, you'll hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live every single day of the week. And, of course, when the show is live, you'll hear it live as well. Now, there are also over 100 great radio stations that air the show at various different times throughout the week on AM and FM. You'll get a list of them over at listen.freetalklive.com. You click into our affiliates page and learn more about also our XM satellite radio listening option, which also allows you to listen all week long on XM. In addition to that, so you've got the webcam as an option and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance, plus our free-to-air KU band channel. Go get all the details at listen.freetalklive.com.
Jason Osborne from Sickle CAI has donated their live read time to antiwar.com. Antiwar is having its quarterly pledge drive. Support the best in anti-intervention news and views. antiwar.com/donate. Antiwar.com completely operated through your donations, and, you know, there's nobody out there that's producing the news like Antiwar is. So if you want that voice to continue to be heard, you need to support them. It's antiwar.com/donate.
All right, so what more do we need to know about this Julian Assange situation before we get back into your phone calls? He is currently in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. They are threatening to raid the embassy in order to capture Julian Assange. They have yet to actually raid the embassy. And so is this going to be a standoff? How long are they going to keep Assange in this embassy? Because in theory, you know, how in the world would they get him out? What kind of caper would they have to engage in to get him to escape the embassy?
This is London. They have tanks and that kind of thing. They could take out the walls in this embassy and go right in.
Well, obviously they could raid the embassy, but they haven't done that. So my question is, how are they going to get him out? Is there any possibility that they can get him out of this embassy?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
The caper would be to get him out.
is an indistinct pronoun, okay? You are saying the Ecuadorians. Is there any way that the Ecuadorians can get Assange teleported from the embassy to Ecuador in order to be free? My thought was, is there any way that the British can get Assange out? And I'll tell you, yes, there is a way for the British to get Assange out.
I get the confusion, and I apologize for not being clear. But is there any sort of, you know, tactic?
Nope.
They disguise him as a woman.
No.
Could they, underground tunnels?
No, this is not the great train robbery from 1907. No, I'm sorry. You are not going to move Julian Assange out of the Ecuadorian embassy in the middle of London when the London police have it surrounded. Are you telling me that the great empire is going to allow themselves to be made look fools of by Ecuador?
How many of these Ecuadorians are going to be willing to put their lives on the line for Assange as well?
Like Assange is now a permanent resident of the Ecuadorian embassy.
So sad.
Yeah, it's terrible. So I guess we'll see what happens next with that. Let's go to you and your thoughts. We'll talk to Ron, listening in Utah, listening on XM's America's Talk. Hey, Ron.
Yes, I was wanting to talk about jury nullification.
Yes, sir.
Several of the three juries, to be precise, were successfully nullified, the convictions, or whatever you want to call it. The hardest part is getting on a jury because most judges do not want honest people on the jury. They want somebody who holds the line and believes everything they tell.
Absolutely. They want obedient serfs who will do exactly what they're told in the judge's instructions and will not even consider something like jury nullification. And they ask questions during the process of qualifying you as a juror to try to keep independent thinkers and critical thinkers and people that would question authority out from juries. You're absolutely right.
Absolutely. And if you can get on, what I did was I made it a point to always politely ask for a notebook and pencil to take notes, which they every time they provided. And what that does is with the remainder of the jurors, it sort of establishes you as the guy who knows what's going on. And then as soon as we were excused to go to the jury room, I sat at the head of the table. Everybody else just sort of meandered around looking puzzled as to what to do next.
Mm-hmm.
Getting coffee and drinks, and I finally said, well, let's sit down and decide who's going to be our jury foreperson. And every time they say, well, you're sitting there, why don't you go ahead and do it? And then I immediately told them, I said, you know, the way I feel about it is, on TV they take a lot of votes, and I mean, that's trying the guy several different times. What I'd like to do instead, and if you guys don't object, is let's go through it and discuss the case. Any portion of it that anybody has any doubts on, and discuss it until we can no longer have any doubts.
Oh, so that's great. So it actually brings people to encourage them to think about the doubts that they have,
right?
Rather than thinking about convicting him,
right? And that's what the idea is between is with legal cases. If you have a reasonable doubt, and there's always generally reasonable doubts.
Very sharp, Ron. Great suggestions. I'm surprised they let a man like you on a jury. How the hell did that happen?
I just sort of played dumb when going in. I didn't lie, but I just didn't tell him everything I knew.
That's always a good idea, just to leave out the important information if you possibly can,
right,
and avoid revealing that. Good tactics. I also recommend folks go take a look at FIJA.org, the Fully Informed Jury Association, to learn a lot more about jury nullification. Ron, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
One final thing, if I may.
Yep.
And one thing that I did when we got all through and nobody had any doubt. I said, I don't care how anybody wants to vote. So let's all have a sealed vote, and that will be our one and final vote, because we're not going to try to vote to convict this guy two, three, or four times. And when we go before the judge with our final vote, I want you all to tell me that you'll swear that this is your final vote, your vote cannot be changed, because we've all discussed it to the point where we're all convinced that we're correct in our final decision. And you know, the judge did not question that. We never got a conviction.
Thanks for the call, Ron. I appreciate hearing from you. You got kind of an iffy connection, so I got to let you go, but I appreciate it.
Never got an acquittal either.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Pizza Hut driver calling from Fargo, North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, it's me again. I just wanted to call and open by saying these aren't the government's roads, not the people's roads. They're my roads, and I hate when people tell me how I should be driving. I just got called a complaint. And people call and complain often. This time, I drove past daily. I get calls daily, and it's because I'm an aggressive driver. But
okay.
It's also because I'm paying attention to the road. You know, an aggressive driver.
This is what aggressive drivers always say. Right, they're like on two wheels, sliding between a minivan and a Bronco, saying, "I'm paying attention. The rest of these people are screwing around."
No, but I do understand what he was saying. When I was out in California, I had someone go through three lanes of traffic and cause nearly two accidents to tell me that I needed to hang up my phone because that's the law. Really?
I'm hands free right now. But when I got called on
hands
today,
free.
I got a Bluetooth on. When I got called on today, was I was going through a parking lot, and I drove past a parked car. He felt he needed to call in and complain that I almost hit him in a parking lot in a parked car.
People are bored, and they don't have much going on with their lives.
Now, this is a guy who called your pizza company and complained about you, right?
Yes.
All right, I don't know if you have more, but you can hang on and tell us a pizza story, because pizza dudes always have good stories. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI.
Sounds like he thinks he owns the road.
Pizza Control, Free Talk Live.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade. Toughest Nails, New World.
New World, where we are. Not the old and old we, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams.
Thunder only happens when it's raining.
Rock Dog Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
I'm holding back in time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Toll free. 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Again, freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of stuff over there, including our mobile site, the webcam, the bulletin board system. Give it all away to you. If you like, you can actually support the show in various different ways. One of them is by promoting Free Talk Live. And an easy way to do that is by sharing your favorite show of the week. Or more than one if you'd want. Or the Edgington Post that you liked, which is one of our newest things that we've got on our SoundCloud channel. You can just go to freetalklive.com, click over on the SoundCloud link on the left-hand side under Listen and Share, and that'll take you to a whole bunch of archives. You can click Share on the one that you like, and then share it on your Facebook page, your Twitter, your WordPress blog, wherever it is you want. Once again, that's a great way to help Free Talk Live get into more ears and spread the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as possible. So go to freetalklive.com, share some archives. So 855-450-FREE is our number here tonight. Also want to remind you about the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with others who think like you do. That's the reason why we're here in the studio together tonight with you, Michelle, is because of the Free State Project.
With you, Michelle?
Yes.
You just said, that's why we're here with you, Michelle.
With you, Michelle, yes. Because of the Free State Project. And because otherwise we wouldn't.
Sorry, my chair.
You're playing with your chair over there. Just screwing around on you.
Going up and down, up and down.
So I'm glad you're having fun. I mean, it's important to Have fun while you're in the studio. But it's great. The Free State Project brings people who love freedom together to the same place so they can get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. At least that's the plan. We've got over 1,000 people here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Over 12,000 people have pledged to make the move. And we want to reach that number. We want to get it to 20,000. So we've got a little bit of ways to go, and we could use your help. If you love freedom, go to freestateproject.org to learn more and get signed up. Jeff is listening in Southwest Michigan. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, and thank you for taking my call.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Bradley Manning and Julian Assange. And
thank you for mentioning Bradley Manning.
Yeah. I think they've done mankind a great service for bringing truth out.
Yep, and of course, no good deed goes unpunished. It looks like they got it in for Assange, and of course, Bradley Manning is still in custody.
Yes, unfortunately, that's true, because it's all, you know, military there. However, for Julian Assange, I think the Ecuadorian government should offer him citizenship, and then the president should appoint him in some official capacity, which would give him diplomatic immunity.
Oh,
like all
that's
these other
smart.
Nice.
You know, that might work. Then again, it might not. I mean, it's not like these governments need laws in order to do what it is they want to do. I mean, they're talking about storming an embassy.
Right.
That's against what the Treaty of
Vienna Convention.
It's an act of war, mm-hmm. Right? Isn't that an act
it
of war?
Absolutely, is an act
because
of war.
Because essentially, the embassy is Ecuador within London, basically,
yeah.
Right?
But if he has official capacity in that government and he's which offers diplomatic immunity, then none of that. Then that would be saying that diplomatic immunity, no matter where you are in the world, doesn't count.
Well, it didn't work in Lethal Weapon 2.
Oh, that's good. Okay, I'll hang up and take your answer.
Thanks
off the air.
Thanks for the call.
Again.
I appreciate
but
it,
thank
Jeff.
You. That's great.
Hey, by the way, where are you calling from in Southwest
South Haven
Michigan?
In Southwest Michigan.
All right, very good, sir. Appreciate your call.
I had the bicycles with the little motor mounts on there. I'm working with this alternative fuel now, this HHO gas. We're experimenting with that now.
Far out. Hey, thanks for the call, Jeff.
Oh,
I appreciate hearing
you.
From you, man. So I don't know, what can you really say to that? Julian Assange, it's a great theory. Whether or not it would have any effect on the aggressors in the London government
it's
is
the best.
Question.
It's the best proposal I've heard yet.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not going to get a helicopter. They'll take a helicopter down that is trying to get him out of that embassy over to some kind of boat. They'll board a boat. They probably won't take a helicopter down over London. They'll board that boat and they'll take him. I mean, how are you going to get Julian Assange out of the Ecuadorian embassy? There's just no way to do it.
Body double.
He is one of the most unique looking people I've ever seen.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI.
So what do you do with the body double? You send him in another direction, and then you sneak out?
I don't know.
You go through the sewers of London?
Right. Oh, I was thinking a little something more elegant, like have, you know, Ecuadorian version of the Air Force One, you know, whatever their plane is and what
Rickshaw
have you.
One.
Have it. Yeah, exactly. So hey, can we just go back to the Free State Project thing for one second? Because there are – have you seen the counter lately?
The Free State Project participants counter,
yeah.
freestateproject.org?
12,542.
That's great.
Wow, it's
it did.
Well, it was broken for a while, apparently, because, you know, it's hard to get volunteers to really kind of work sometimes. So the website is one of those volunteer operations, and I guess whoever was in charge dropped the ball, and so somebody else picked up the ball and finally is working again. So
here's a question.
More than halfway there, though.
So here's a great activist that moved very early on, I think before even, I think he might have been one of the ones that was a signer to the Free State Project before the Free State Project named New Hampshire, died last night.
Lloyd
Danforth.
Danforth,
such a nice man.
Everybody here knows him, and, you know, he touched everybody's lives. He was a kind, gentle man.
He built your house for you.
He helped build my house. He, you know, certainly swung a hammer more than once. And, you know, kind man, gentle man, and, you know, he passed away. Does the mover counter go down by one?
That's a good question, Mark.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, he did technically move.
Question mark. Huh.
Right? He did technically move. So
from Connecticut.
If the counter is about movers, then he would have technically moved and fulfilled his obligation.
Yeah,
so I can't see it would go down. That would make sense.
Yeah, and also, when I came here with my three children, it only increased by one, even though there were four of us.
Did they sign?
No.
well, that they would have to sign.
Right, but I mean, they're all libertarian, though. I mean, they're all more anarchical than other people. So just because the counter says that, I would say that there are even more people who are liberty-minded than is actually reflected there.
All we can do is quote, Ian has made a good point. I've tried to make that point many times, and Ian has made the point, and it's as valid as it can be, is, look, this is the number. This is where people are going to reference, and that's all that's valid. If your kids want to be counted, all they have to do is, one of them is in college in New York, because she could just sign up for the Free State Project, and she'll be a mover next time she comes.
There you go. All right, so freestateproject.org to learn more about that. Philadelphia, HuffingtonPost.com reporting that every summer during the day, Angela Prattis's driveway turns into a dining room for 60 children desperate for a meal. But if the Philadelphia woman can't come up with $1,000 for a permit, these hungry kids may have nowhere to turn. 41-year-old Mother of Three's food program is funded by the State Department of Education and is administered by the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, which drops off the lunches, according to NBC 10. While Prattis thought she had followed the proper protocol, the Chester Township recently informed her that because she's operating out of a residential area, she has to apply for a variance, which costs $1,000 just for the zoning hearing. Officials also said they would fine her $600 a day until she stopped distributing free food, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer. Township Manager William Psirik told the news outlet, quote, "Nobody's against the program, but folks don't want the program set up in the ladies' front driveway." Well, so what?
The ladies' front driveway. That is the program.
Right. Well, why don't you just leave people alone? If you're not against the program, then why don't you just leave her alone?
They are against the program.
Yeah, they are, absolutely. After heeding to media pressure, the township withdrew the fines, but it's still insisting that Prattis needs to cough up the money for the variance, a steep expense that she can't afford. Again, if they weren't against the program, they'd waive the variance, right? They would just issue the variance. It doesn't, it's not like it costs the bureaucrats $1,000 to sit down at a table and say, "All right, approved." There's no reason for this. It's just about extortion. It's just about squeezing money out of relatively small charitable organizations. And actually, it says here it's even funded by the state. So they're not even giving their own state buddies
a variance. This is the town. Yeah, right? Yeah. The town doesn't, or the city, or whatever it is, doesn't want them there in that particular spot. The state doesn't really care.
The steepest expense she can't afford, she says it shouldn't even apply to her. She told DelcoTimes.com she believes she should be exempt from those zoning laws because she isn't cooking or selling the food. She says, "We're talking about children. It's unbelievable. They've never once said anything to me in reference to what to do to be in the right standing with the township.
They just want you to stop. That's why."
855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You share your thoughts in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live next.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player, without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-441-5707. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-441-5707. That's 1-800-441-5707.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts if you make the call now. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
Once again, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features on our site. Freetalklive.com allows you to get interactive in a variety of ways. One of them, you can actually control the content. So you find something you want to share with our listeners, submit it as show prep, and then it can be voted on. And the most votes, the more votes it gets, the more likely it'll be promoted to the front page of the site, meaning we are more likely to see it and talk about it. Other listeners are more likely to see it as well. But one of the most important parts of our website is the upcoming stories page. So when you go to freetalklive.com and you log in, and of course it's free to get an account and the whole site's free, you log in and then you'll be able to vote on things on the site. Now click the upcoming stories page to see the freshest content that was just submitted by listeners, other listeners of the program, and you as well. You can submit things to the site as well. And then you can vote up, you can vote down, and the most voted up will possibly get promoted to the get promoted to the front page of the site. So once again, go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Just a little bit more here about the woman, the courageous woman that is giving food to children in Philadelphia and standing up to the township that is trying to crack down on her operation, telling her, look, lady, we support you giving out this food to the kids, but you can't do it unless you give us $1,000, because we support you in doing what you're doing. But I think it's a bunch of nonsense. It's all about cash.
They made it clear they don't support her. They said that they, look, we're getting complaints. You can't do it. You can't feed kids from your driveway.
So she's pretty upset about this. She says that she's not selling the food. She says she's not even cooking the food.
Nope.
She's just receiving the food from another organization. She's then distributing it to hungry children that are, relatively close to her home, living in her neighborhood. And she's been doing it now for a little while. She says that she is not going to stop
Good for her.
She says she refuses to give up on her mission as she plans on attending the next Chester Township Council meeting and will continue serving the kids that need her services. Quote, I'm not stopping. These kids are hungry. I'm not tearing down the community. I'm keeping the children out of harm's way.
Is there a website or anything where if you want to make donations to her, you can?
Yes, actually. Good question. If Prattis' program inspires you, you can support her work through the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, which funds her initiative, which they said earlier was a State Department of Education program that is administered by the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. So talk about mixing the state with religion. But right. Nonetheless, yeah, if you wanted to, you could support basically the Archdiocese of Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you can do that. Catholic Charities Appeal is their website, catholiccharitiesappeal.org. And good for her for standing up to these thugs.
Doing what's right in the face of adversity. Isn't that, that's just so crazy to me, the idea that that courage is standing up for what is right in the face of adversity.
Well, isn't this what Jesus would do?
Absolutely.
Right.
Feed the multitudes.
Yeah. And
absolutely.
Not back down when
absolutely
the thugs come along and tell you to stop.
Absolutely.
So good for her, and I hope she gets support, and I hope that there are video cameras there if the cops decide to come and try to shut her down as she's handing food to little children, and they put her in handcuffs and take her away from that scene.
You know, when people say to me, you know, this is a Christian nation, blah, 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 and it makes me shudder, you know, what the United States, the thing that the United States does financially more than anything is perpetuates war, and that's certainly not consistent with anything
half
that Jesus
of the discretionary budget to the United States discretionary budget goes to war,
right? And it's I don't know if it's federal, but in many states that I've lived in, it's illegal for stores after their food has expired, which it's still good because
yeah.
The FDA has changed the whole dating process to push food out the door.
Right.
So even though the food is perfectly good, the stores like Whole Foods in Tennessee is prohibited from donating it. They have to throw it in the garbage.
Yep. That's why we had some folks visiting here from Vermont that are going on a tour of the New World Manifesto. .org, I think, is their website. And I posted a picture of their school bus. They basically got like a hippie bus. It's a full size school bus. It's been repainted. It's got a mustache on the front.
Oh, fun!
So the guy, that was driving the bus, he had a mustache too.
Yeah. And anyway, they were doing dumpster diving, and it's not my gig, but you could probably get some a decent amount of stuff from doing that.
Frankly, a friend of mine works for an organic food distributor, and he gets a lot of this food that is going to be, waste, and what we've been doing with it is give it to the pigs. I've got a couple of pigs at my house now, and just try out the whole farmer thing, and I'm getting basically free food for the pigs. I've got some pig feed that I mix in, but a lot of this is just organic grains and cheeses and that kind of thing.
There's a famous food critic from England who actually he would do a show, like one entire month, so four episodes was devoted to dumpster diving.
And he'd show people what he could get.
Exactly. And he started out because this is a new craze or whatever,
yeah.
And he's hip.
Friggin', I believe is what they call this.
And he at first was like, but then he's like, no, look what I have, look what I found.
Yeah.
And he was, really celebratory, and that you could actually, he was claiming that you can have, four-star dining out of.
Wow.
People's trash.
Let's go to the phones. Talk to Jerry, listening in Utah to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, Jerry.
Yes.
You're on the air.
I know where I was in 72, and I then through Richard.
The Hundred Acre Woods?
I was in Nam.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And, Obama, he wants to take America over, and Obama, we got a bunch of bad people.
Now, did George Bush also want to take America over?
Well, he started to.
Okay, and what about Mitt Romney? Is he going to also take America over?
No.
Why?
I think Mitt, because... they could say you know, people criticize Utah because they're Mormons, old polygamy, and all this.
His running mate scares the crap out of me.
Well,
they all scare me.
Me, kinda. But if we get another 4 years of Obama, we will be enslaved.
Can you tell me more about your accent? That's what I really want to know about.
Well, you know what? I'm an Okie.
You're a what?
You're an Okie from Muskogee?
Yep, and like Merle Haggard says, take your so-called Social Security and stop it.
Thanks for the call, Jerry. I appreciate it. I don't know how much more of that cadence I could take, but, you know, he's very unique.
So interesting.
You will remember, Jerry, the next time he calls in, because, well, he's unique.
He's got an obvious accent.
So what do you think about what he said? Obama, 4 more years is the most terrible thing possible, so you got to vote for Mitt Romney. That's what he said, right?
Well, you know, I was thinking that Mitt and Obama were pretty much two different sides of the same coin. Mm-hmm. Until Mitt Romney selected his running mate and did so by introducing him as the next president of the United States. Did you hear that?
I did not know.
He made a little goof. He said, "And I'd like to welcome the next president of the United States instead of the next vice president." So Mitt Romney, he's a handsome puppet, and so I kind of thought he was neutral. He wasn't going to do too much worse, he wasn't going to do anything better. I just figured he'd have a lot of parties, and so that he might be, you know, at least do less harm in some respects. But then with this potential VP, I don't know. He just, to me, looks like... I don't know. I think it could actually be worse. Joe Biden is pretty impotent, and
they're all bad to me. I mean, to say one's worse than another is, I think, you know, you'd have to make a real strong argument, and I don't think that argument exists.
Well, it was interesting. Paul Ryan said, and I think they're trying to appeal to the Ron Paul people. Paul Ryan said that the Federal Reserve needs to tag the dollar to a basket of commodities. And Mitt Romney said that he wants to audit the Federal Reserve. Is that right?
I haven't the slightest clue. I don't pay any attention to a word these people say.
Yeah, something like that. So,
I don't care.
It's interesting that they said that.
Do you think they thought they could just pull the wool over the Ron Paul people's eyes and be like, Paul is our vice president? let's go to Troy. He's listening in Saskatchewan. Troy, you're on Free Talk Live with the final words for the show. Go ahead.
Okay, I plan to get Julian Assange out of the embassy and back to Ecuador.
Quick.
Okay, get Anonymous to make a video encouraging about 10,000 people to show up in V masks to the embassy, and then they could kind of shuffle, get him out, put a mask on him, shuffle
I
him around.
I love it. I love it. Yep. We're all Julian Assange now. Thanks for the call tonight, Troy. Or, you know, do that thing where, like, everybody says, I'm Julian Assange.
Yes, that's
I'm
fun.
Julian Assange.
That would be fun.
They'd probably go after every boat that's leaving England at that point.
All right, there's more coming up here tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.